Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
It's that time of the week. Our good friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Nate and TD, joins us here on Robbie and Rexrove on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, a little bout with allergies this morning, but we make it through.
Just powering through. That's why you're the best, TD. Nothing slows you down. Nothing slows you down whatsoever. So obviously a crushing loss for the Titans this week to lose Taylor Lewan at left tackle. As you evaluate this matchup against Pittsburgh, how big of a loss is it for the Titans specifically for this game and all the different challenges that Pittsburgh's defense creates?
Yeah, that loss is really big because that front that the Steelers have is probably the best one that the Titans will face, at least until they go see Baltimore. But not having Lewan is a big time. It's huge because that team does such a really good job of using twists and stunts and things like that. And for this to be Sambrello's first game as a starter, it's going to be tough. But I asked him about it yesterday, and he said that he and Roger Saffold are already starting to mesh, and he's clearly seen these stunts before. I mean, the guy's been in the league 6 years, and he said that, you know, you just have to trust technique. So, I mean, if he's able to do that, that should help. But when they're blitzing and you got Mike Hilton or Vince Williams coming, and, you know, you got to figure out, okay, if they're going to twist with it up front, you know, in the middle. Like, there's so many things. So it's going to be tough not having the one. But I think Arthur Smith is going to do a good job of finding ways to kind of make up for the loss of their best tackle.
Yeah, so sometimes on the road at Titans games, I will get put next to TD, which is always exciting for me. At home games, we don't sit next to each other. And of course, we haven't had the road game experience this year, but sitting next to TD during a game is an awesome experience because he is, like, every play, he's breaking down the X's and O's. What's the program again you use? It's the
next gen for the animation.
The next gen animation. Yeah, it's awesome. But yeah. And just TD's just, you know, ability to pick things out. But I got excited at practice the other day, standing next to TD talking about this Arthur Smith. Like, if you're a football nerd, to me, this is a great game because Arthur Smith's plan here is going to be fascinating because he's got to do some stuff, like you said, TD. So let's put the Arthur Smith hat on you, the OC hat on you. What are some of your bullet points here that you've got to do to compensate for that loss without taking away what you're doing so well this year?
Yeah, I think one of the things that they have to incorporate this game, especially if they start to see the corners playing off, I think you need some of those one-step slants. I think you need to get screens. And you hit those screens a couple times to the receivers. And a lot of times on those screens, you run it, you know, with at least two receivers on that side. And one receiver goes and blocks the corner that is over top of the receiver that's getting the screen, the guy on the outside. So you hit that a couple times. And then you have that guy release into a wheel route. And you pump fake the screen and go over top. That's one thing that they could do. I think it's going to be a lot of just quick passing game. You're going to need that. Jonnu Smith, you know, one of the things that they could do is put him on that left side and have him weigh him into, whether it's T.J. Watt or Dupree, whoever should be on that side, weigh him into him to slow him down and then release to the flat. That's an opportunity to get him the ball and also have him help in the blocking game. Those are two things. I think, you know, play action is definitely going to be huge, and especially against this defense. They blitz all the time, and especially against play action, they like to have a blitz in there for that. And I think, you know, with Minka Fitzpatrick and the way that he plays that robber, He likes to drop down and come up with that crossing route, you know, pick that off like he did last week against the Browns. So you could go to that once or twice, and then over top have a post, you know, after he starts seeing it, and he'll really be inclined to come down and try to break it up. You have that post going over top. So those are some things that you could do. It's always easier to sit here and say it than to have it executed. But I think those are some ways that they could pick at that defense.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Nate and TD, Teron Davenport, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. All right, TD, some good news for the Titans this week. Adoree Jackson back on the practice field. What do you think are the chances that he plays on Sunday against Pittsburgh? And if he does, what does that do for a defense that's been struggling so far this season with the Titans?
Yeah, I think it's likely he plays, and I think that's going to give them another person that can offer downfield coverage. And Adoree Jackson, his ball skills are really good. He's fast, so that definitely gives him something to go against Chase Claypool. But the thing that's really interesting is, you know, this week, the Steelers, they don't go down the field as much. You know, most of it is just quick passing game, so I think whoever is out there, they're going to have to be more over top of the receivers as opposed to, you know, playing off so much. So Adoree does a good job playing up on the receivers without jamming them. His footwork is really good, so he's able to press without, you know, actually using his hands. So that'll help against that short passing game.
Yeah, so, Adoree would be – certainly helpful, and not just in this game, of course, moving forward for this defense. TD, I still look at a lot of these guys on this defense who have done a lot of things in this league and can't believe it's going to be this bad the whole way. But I also look at, I mean, at some point people have got to win and get home and impact the quarterback more. So two of those guys, what do you think so far of Clowney at this point? I know he has no sacks, but I feel like he's been close for whatever that's worth a lot of times, and then Vic Beasley, who we just have not seen much of. Where are you on both of those guys at this moment?
Yeah, last week against the Texans, that's the first time I caught myself saying, you know, I think they need to get more out of Clowney. And there weren't enough pressures. That matchup with Tunsil was, you know, it was a battle, and Tunsil was holding his own, and I think that's something that they do need to get more from. I think Clowney, he is such a disruptive player, and you're watching the game, and you know that guy can single-handedly say, look, not today. and you're just waiting to see that just because, you know, you're just a fan of good play, and it hasn't happened. So I think there's still a lot to be desired out of Clowney. I'm not sure, you know, how this knee situation is working out for him, because it did keep him out of practice a few times. And he did practice yesterday, though. But you make no excuses. He has to get home a little bit more there. They are starting to use him in that NASCAR package where I think he's actually a better pass rusher from the interior as opposed to off the edge. So hopefully for his sake, that'll start getting him going. As far as Vic Beasley, you know, there is some frustration there, you know, because, again, you like to see good football. And unfortunately for him, he only played 11 snaps. You know, the snaps need to go up a bit, unless there's something that we don't know about. But they use him in that package too, you know, with Clowney and Simmons and Harold Landry. But you're not seeing the impact that you expect, right? Looking at his games last year, especially the last four or five games, you're like, okay, I could see what they were hoping for, you know, because there was a lot of high effort. You know, he got four sacks in those last games. So it's like, okay, I can see it. But the thing is, and like Shane Bowen said yesterday, the sacks come in bunches, and they do. For some reason, it's just how it works. So maybe they'll start to get on a streak. This would be a perfect week for them to start. But they do need to start getting home and bringing the quarterback down in addition to just impacting them.
TD, last thing for you here. As you look at the matchup this week for A.J. Brown and that receiving core for the Titans against the Steelers secondary, what stands out to you about that matchup specifically?
Steven Nelson. And I think that that receiving core can go against him and win. And I think they could do it consistently. That's where I would – I mean, I'm not saying go away from Joe Hayden. I'm not saying that at all. But I would pick on Steven Nelson. I would go his way. I think you look at the bigger receivers, you know, Corey Davis, A.J. Brown. I think if they're able to, especially on those slants, if they're able to get him out of position at the line and have him, you know, get inside of him – that'll really help them on the slants, and he'll go to tackle them, and I think they could break that tackle, especially A.J. Brown, and have a big game. So that's where I would go. I would definitely pick on Steven Nelson. That's the matchup.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Nate and TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. TD, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys, and I know this is Marquise's last show, so – you know, it might be time to cue up that Boys to Men. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Yes.
All right, I was gonna go Diddy, I'll be missing you, but you know what? We can go Boys to Men too, make it a little bit sadder, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it make it seem like somebody's cutting on you.
That's right. TD, appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, now take it easy.
Yes, sir.
Bone Thug's the one you don't want, though, right?
Yeah, Crossroads. Yeah. That means I'm dead.
No Bone Thugs. Yeah,
that means a whole different problem. Yeah, that means I no longer exist in, like, Earth, period.
So I can't pour one out for you today.
Yeah, you could. There's a song by Tupac called Pour Out a Little Liquor. You know, that's a Tupac song. There you go. You can do that. But, yeah.
But that's also for a dead person.
Yeah. Crossroads is blatantly... blatantly clear that is about, like, me being no longer here on Earth. And that's not the case.
You will live on. You will live on in our hearts either way.
That's right. I will live on. I will still be walking, roaming the streets. It's not a ghost if you see me somewhere on, like, Demumbrian with my mask on.
Walking the Earth, getting into adventures.
Yeah, exactly.
When we come back, we'll dive back into the Titans and Steelers. Get your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Who wins this game, Titans or Steelers? Who you got? Let us know on the text line. We'll talk about that next. But first, make sure you're tuning in. ESPN The Game Nashville has your coverage of the MLB World Series presented by Gary Force Acura. Tonight on 102.5 The Game, catch Game 3 as the LA Dodgers face off against the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch at 7:08. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.